This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. It's time now for swine producers to be looking back on 2025 and preparing for 2026. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
It's important for pig farmers to take a close look at the balance sheet because it helps set the fundamental outlook moving forward into the coming year. Lee Scholes, chief economist with Ever.ag, says one of the key highlights has been production, which was projected to be down about 1.2%.
Exports have been down 2% as well. And I think, you know, as we look at the export picture, I think even down 2%, that's off a record level in 2024. And given kind of the uncertainty we've seen in 2025, especially the first quarter, I think that's still a pretty robust number when we look at it from an export standpoint. Now, positive side, you know, we have seen prices stronger than 2024. So overall, we've seen about an 8% increase in prices in 2025 compared to 2024.
Looking ahead, Scholes notes there is the potential for slightly softer pork prices as the industry moves into 2026.
Most of that would come in the third quarter, where, you know, in 2025, as I mentioned, very strong prices in the third quarter, maybe a little bit flatter kind of seasonal curve for 2026. But again, I'll emphasize those are forecasts, right? As we're sitting here today, knowing that those fundamentals could change, just like they changed as we looked at 2025 in front of us. And we certainly seen, you know, maybe stronger prices than we expected in 2025. But I think importantly, that kind of sets the picture for producers and allows them to then tailor their risk management plans. And I think the biggest thing, the highlight I would take away from 2025 is that patience pays, but don't confuse patience with being complacent.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.